Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The first story involves a woman with her dog, where she hears something mimicking her dog's barking in the distance behind the fence of her property. And then the second story involves a small town myth, where kids keep disappearing in the woods surrounding their small town. And our third and last story involves an individual with his grandfather who go out fishing, and what they encounter will completely shock you. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. I heard something in the woods last Friday. I want to get introductions out of the way. My name is Kelsey, and for privacy purposes, I will not be putting my last name on this document. My first reaction to what had been happening to me was to get a video camera out and document everything. After closer consideration, I decided to write everything down and leave out the video. Anyways, last Friday, I heard something in the woods, and I have been terrorized ever since. Last Friday, I was stuck at home because my car broke down on my way home from work. At first, I saw this as a blessing because I could work from home. But now I know it was a curse. I live in a small house on the edge of town. Honestly, it would take me 20 minutes to walk to the closest store. I wouldn't have to, though, because I could jump on a four-wheeler and be there much faster. My dog, Bacon, couldn't have been happier when he figured out I wasn't leaving for the day. After washing the dishes, I settled on the couch with Bacon to do a couple of things for work. I had no intention of working the whole day. It was beautiful outside. Around noon, I finished what I needed to do and took Bacon outside. My property is beautiful for the most part. I keep my whole yard fenced in. Beyond the fence, nature does whatever it wants. Inside the fence, I keep my yard in order. As I watched Bacon run around the yard, I opened a can of spritz and relaxed on the porch. It wasn't until Bacon began barking that I noticed that something was off. At first, it didn't bother me, but it was quiet outside. And once Bacon broke the silence, I noticed there were no birds. I looked down at the can of soda. Usually, if I left it out too long, there would be at least one fly trying to get in it. However, there were no insects. As I made my way to Bacon, I watched the woods. Usually I would call his name, but something in my mind was preventing me from speaking. I took him gently in my arms and made my way back to the house. That is when I heard it the first time. Something barked at me as I turned my back. The bark didn't sound normal. It sounded like a twisted version of Bacon's bark. My body tensed and I heard the sound. I practically ran to my house afterward. That afternoon, I went inside, assuming it was just an animal, likely a fox. That night, Bacon and I stayed inside. I set up puppy pads for him. There was no way I would let him back outside. Around 5 o'clock, we began to hear the barking again. It is hard for me to describe. The animal sounded like someone who recorded Bacon barking and adjusted the audio to sound more high-pitched. At that point, I decided to look up what the sound a fox makes. After a couple of videos, I deducted that this animal was not a fox. It couldn't have been a coyote or a wolf either. I checked. During the barking, Bacon didn't move an inch. Without any more hesitation, I decided to call animal control, and they told me they could come out on Monday. How ridiculous is that? I should have lied and told them that it was a bear or something in hindsight. I told Bacon that help wasn't coming. I was not going to have the police show up for an animal. This was the wrong call at the moment. Bacon never made a sound. I went upstairs, packed a bag, and grabbed my helmet and the keys to my four-wheeler. I also grabbed Bacon's helmet. I was not leaving him here by himself for the night. As I reached for my doorknob, I heard the barking again. My heart was skipping beats. Instead of walking out right away, I put on Bacon's helmet and turned around to go out the side door. Once I reached the door, I put my helmet on and ran. When my boots hit the grass, it felt like something was wrong. The atmosphere felt heavy. My whole body was tense. Bacon whimpered from my arm. I tried to reassure him as I moved across the field. Once I reached the four-wheeler, I put the key in and started it immediately. When the headlights came on, my hands tensed. I had Bacon in front of me, and I could hear him whimper again. I watched as the lights hit the beast. It stood on its hind legs. Its eyes looked right at me. The small white dots cut through the darkness. The light further illuminated them. Its body was covered in thin strands of hair, and its ears were long. They came to a sharp point above its head. When it snarled, I could see its teeth. The beast had long arms that came down to the grass underneath its arms, where there were two smaller arms. Unlike the long arms that came down to the oversized paws, the smaller components looked like human hands. The beast was massive, and the creature's look had me paralyzed with fear. As it walked towards me, its head twisted side to side. Eventually, the beast turned its head upside down completely. It copied Bacon's bark again once it was done. I screamed. I screamed harder than I ever have before. That's when the creature produced my scream as it ran towards me. The scream was near perfect. I drove as fast as I could. Bacon didn't move an inch. As we drove towards my front gate, I braced myself and drove through it, the sound of the wood making me yip, and the beast copied my sound. It yipped at me repeatedly as if it was taunting me. I could feel the ground moving as the creature ran. This thing was massive. As I reached the road at the end of my dirt path, the beast stopped running. Tuesday. After we got away, I went to the police. I was a crying mess. The police told me they would send someone out. I went to go stay at a motel. My nightmares had been horrible. The police said to me on Monday there were signs of a bear on my property, but they could not find the animal in the woods. Bacon is okay. He still hasn't barked, and I don't blame him. I will not be returning home until I have concrete answers. Just thinking about going back makes me nervous.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The year we went into the woods. Don't go in the woods after dark. That's the refrain that runs through every child's head, echoing like the tolling of a bell. Of course, a simple lesson like that doesn't sway the mind of a child. Instead, the forbidden becomes twice as alluring. And so, every now and then, whispers and giggles can be heard from the edge of the forest. Children daring each other to take the first step, to prove the adults wrong, nothing is dangerous about the woods. It would always be the same time of year, the end of summer, I think, when the trees were still thick and green, for the most part, but the forest was dark and foreboding. I remembered the year when my friends and I had reached our rebellious stage, and decided that the greater question of the woods needed to be answered. We chose to go at midnight, where would be more fun otherwise? And that particular summer night was hot and moonless, no sound breaking the eerie silence of the dark. I hung back, because even then I was full of fancy, and I believed deeply in the notion of the supernatural, hidden creatures that lurk in shadows and feed on innocent and reckless children such as ourselves. As this happens, my fear likely saved me from a mysterious unknown fate, because the next morning I woke safe in my bed, having bowed out the last minute and run all the way home as if the devil himself snapped at my heels. My comrades, however, were less lucky. They had vanished without a trace. The police searched every inch of that forest during the day, bringing in drones, dogs, and every other resource available. But they never found those kids. They just vanished, plain and simple, gone without a trace as if they had never existed at all. But it was one of those things that everyone accepted, but rarely acknowledged. Children who entered the woods at night never come out. The children kept going into the woods, each believing they would be the one to survive. Every time the police used every resource possible to try and find them, hounded by town officials and grief-stricken parents, but to no avail. I guess eventually our town sort of accepted the deaths as something of a sacrifice. Because on the days after a death, the woods always seemed lighter, safer somehow, as if some kind of creature had been fed and satiated. Everything would be quiet for another year. The parents would move away, and peace would be resolved as the letters carved into the countless gravestones began to lose their definition. It keeps happening. I don't know why. Because you would think that the town would put a fence around the woods or something, right? Or that everyone would leave. Hell, if I have children, I'm abandoning this town the second I can. Why stay and risk losing your child when you could settle somewhere safe and woodless? People get stuck here, I guess. They just hope and pray, and repeat the familiar refrain as much as they can. Don't go into the woods at night. I went fishing with my grandfather. Something followed us home. Hi everyone, not sure how to start this post, so I'll just introduce myself and start from the beginning. My name is Jared. I'm 17 years old now, but the events that I'm about to tell you happened about 5 years ago. It started with me and my grandfather, William. We were going fishing just like we had many times before, in our little boat in the middle of a lake. I loved those moments with my grandfather. It was relaxing, and he would tell me stories all day long. One day it all changed, however. A day I wish never happened. Still after 5 years, I'm not forgetting any details. It still burned deep into my mind. It started out normal enough. We gathered our fishing gear. We got it into the back of our truck and hopped in. We headed out for the lake and the drive went by smoothly. After we got there, we transferred all of our gear from the truck into the boat and got in ourselves, letting the water carry the boat as we made our way a bit deeper. It was beautiful out in the water, surrounded by nature. our boat gently rocking left and right. It was a great lifestyle and we both loved it. As we were casting our fishing rods, my grandfather told me one of his many stories. I noticed a glinting a bit in front of our boat. I pointed it out to my grandfather, who decided to try to fish it out. Maybe it was a necklace or something, and we thought it would be cool if we found something like that in the water. As my grandfather casted his line and started to roll back, I could see that he didn't catch the shining object. He did catch something else, though. I could see it even under the water. As he pulled the object out, we could both see that it was a bone. Weird, we thought, but nothing out of the ordinary. It was small enough to be a fishbone or something, so he just cast a line out again. This time, however, the line seemed to struggle with the weight, but we could see the shining object coming up. As he was bringing it out, I could see the object was attached to something bigger. But in the water, I thought it could be just some random trash laying around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As he got it out of the water, however, it all changed. What we saw in front of us is without a doubt a human skull, and there was a pendant attached around one of the eye sockets. My grandfather quickly tossed the fishing rod from his hands and he wanted to go home immediately. We didn't bring cell phones, so we had to get back home to call the police. We made it back, and in a rush we jumped into the truck and he sped off. It was slowly starting to get dark, and as we made our way home, forest surrounding us. I thought that I could see a shadowy figure running along our side in the forest on multiple occasions. But I didn't bring that up to my grandpa, however, because it looked like it was a humanoid but running on four legs, and I was sure humans can't run that fast. So I just thought it was my imagination because I was scared. When we got home, my grandpa called the police and told them where the lake was and that there was a fishing pole there too. Some officers came to our house to get a report, and we explained how we came across it. They thanked us for our time and were on their way as me and my grandfather watched behind. That night, I had trouble sleeping, waking up multiple times to see a shadowy figure in the corner of my room. Just for it to be gone after I blinked again. I woke up the next morning, feeling tired like I had ran a marathon instead of sleeping. I got down and my mom had already cooked me some waffles for breakfast, which made the morning a bit more bearable. I loved waffles. I finished up eating and headed outside to play with my friends, but I could never shake the feeling of being watched. When I brought it up to my friends, they would say that they felt normal and that I was just paranoid. I believed them and hadn't seen anything after all, and I was ruining fun for myself and them because of my paranoia. It still didn't help. In fact, every day that went by, the feeling became stronger and more frequent. It had gotten to the point where I didn't want to leave the house at all because I was feeling unsafe. When my grandfather saw me acting strange, he asked me what was wrong. "I don't know, Grandpa. I saw something moving parallel to our car when we were coming back from the lake," I said, expecting him to comfort me and say that everything was going to be fine. What I saw instead was a look of pure terror and panic on my grandfather's face as he got up and frantically paced around the room. "They followed us. I should have known they followed us. They never found the damn skull. It was a trap all along," he said as I saw a couple of tears form in his eyes.
Why the hell are you just now telling me this, huh? Why didn't you tell me earlier?
He yelled as I started to cry, thinking I had done something terrible.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. I just thought it was my mind playing tricks on me because I was scared. I couldn't.
I trailed off as tears coated my cheeks and dripped down from my face. My grandpa didn't even look at me as he headed for the stairs.
We're doomed.
I could hear him mumble as he made his way up. I couldn't sleep at all that night. I felt guilty. I didn't know why my grandfather was so upset. Sure, I could sometimes see a figure in the shadows, or feel someone watching me, but it never affected me otherwise. When it was about 4 a.m., I could finally feel the eyes on me getting heavy. I could hear some sort of chanting sound mixed with buzzing. Right after that, I heard a loud crash in the hallway. I didn't know what it was, but I was too scared to look. I stayed in my bed until I heard my mom screaming loudly. I jumped out of my bed, not caring about my fear anymore, thinking something bad had just happened to my mother. As I rushed out to the hallway, I see my mother crying over my grandpa who was laying on the floor. When I got closer, I saw the reason she was crying. My grandpa looked as if he had drowned, blue color enveloping his skin, his clothes wet. I couldn't hold my vomit in any longer. I puked all over the floor, feeling nauseous and lightheaded as I passed out. I woke up in my room, my mother sitting next to me on a chair. She hugged me after I woke up and cried on my shoulder. I asked her if Grandpa was dead, and she just nodded her head.
His lungs were full of water. No one knows how it happened or how he was able to get to the hallway with his lungs full of water. It's all a mystery.
My mother did, however, report that she had heard whispering chanting along with buzzing. After I had told her that I had heard the same thing, she was shocked, thinking that it was all in her head from lack of sleep that she had been getting recently. We both went to bed that night, my eyes growing heavy as soon as I laid down on the bed. I dozed off almost immediately from exhaustion. But I was awoken by the sound of whispered chanting and buzzing coming from the hallway. Thinking whatever that was killed my grandfather, I stayed in my room, silent as the night outside my house. That was until about 20 minutes later. I once again heard my mother scream and then gurgle like she was drowning. I jumped out of my bed again, but as soon as I reached the door, the sound stopped. As I opened it, I could see my mother in the same state my grandfather was in the night before. Blue skin, wet clothes. I started crying uncontrollably for hours, until I finally found myself going to the phone and dialing 911. The ambulance came. Police officers came. I didn't remember any of it. The funeral. The couple of days went by in a blur. I found myself in a foster home right up until last month. They let me come back to my property because I was turning 18 soon. As I'm writing this, there was a sound in front of my door. It sounds like whispered chanting and buzzing. I think they are waiting until 12 a.m. when I turn 18. This is probably my last day here, and I want to post this as a warning to everyone. If there is a shiny object in the water while you're fishing, turn around and go home. It's not worth it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.